much more complicated and deliberate, the woman's excitement does not, in most cases, depend on visual stimulation. Although male centerfolds in women's magazines get a lot of attention, most women really think of them as more as humorous conversation pieces than a means of genuine sexual stimulation. For the average woman, getting aroused is more a matter of mindset than the result of any stimulation, visual or otherwise. A woman can choose whether or not she wants to experience arousal, depending on her emotional attachment to a particular man. Qualities like affection, attentiveness, warmth of personality, kindness, and tender sensitivity do more to arouse her than any special technique a man may have developed. A man with the qualities mentioned above makes a woman feel that he understands her and has chosen to care for her. A woman looks for all these signs in the eyes of a man. Perhaps this is why, when asked what they first notice about a man, many females will say, his eyes. One wife described the special appreciation her husband had of her as his ability to be aware of me as a person, not just a sex partner. The caring he showed by looking at her as if she was special meant a lot to their relationship. In our society, we make much of the idea of handsome men getting together with beautiful women. But for many women, a man's looks are not the most critical issue. A tender touch and gentle treatment may mean more than a handsome face or trim physique. A man can do much to arouse or suppress his wife's sexual feelings by the way he touches her. His embrace, his kiss, and his caress must convey tender attentiveness and special caring. Feelings of affection and care give you the keys to a woman's arousal. If a woman feels convinced that her husband possesses these warm and affectionate qualities, she can decide to engage in a process that leads to sexual arousal. In most extramarital affairs, the woman finds her lover irresistible because he shows her the tenderness and kindness she has not found with her spouse. The common scenario in an affair sees the man being overwhelmed by the woman's passionate pursuit and vigorous sexual aggressiveness. In most cases, the woman responds to the fantasy of her ideal man embodied in her lover. It doesn't matter if the man is a good guy or a rat. What really matters is how she perceives him, the aura he created by affectionate and thoughtful actions. Once a woman decides to be aroused, she's ready to receive and respond to appropriate tactile stimulation, such as the caressing of her body, especially the breasts and nipples, and stimulation of the area surrounding the clitoris. The very same stimulation given to an unreceptive woman does not arouse her sexually at all. It becomes a source of great irritation to the woman who has not chosen to be aroused. When intercourse begins, a woman needs to sustain strong stimulation to her clitoris and vaginal opening. A woman learns to create this more intensive stimulation by 1. Contracting her pubococcygeus PCG muscle, which tightens the vagina on the inserted penis. 2. Thrusting her pelvis rapidly. 3. And assuming a position that increases pressure on the clitoris and resistance to the penis in the vaginal opening. A few minutes of this physical stimulation usually brings an aroused woman and her aroused husband to the next stage, the sexual plateau. Plateau, the best stage of lovemaking. While women need very special and intense stimulation to reach a plateau, men need much less stimulation. Intercourse itself is almost always sufficient for men, and many reach a plateau with even less stimulation. Unfortunately, her need for more stimulation and his need for less creates a common sexual problem, premature ejaculation, which means that he comes to a climax too soon. As she thrusts quickly to stimulate herself to the plateau, the stimulation becomes too great for him. He experiences a climax and loses his erection before she can reach a plateau or climax. On the other hand, if a man tries to hold back a climax, he may find himself falling from the plateau stage, back to arousal, and his penis softens. Although he may continue intercourse, his penis is not hard enough to give his wife the stimulation she needs. For many men, maintaining the plateau stage without rising to a climax or receding to arousal is a challenge. When having intercourse, the man must hold the plateau about 10 minutes, the time his wife needs to reach the plateau. Then she may need another 5 minutes to experience a climax. Men commonly climax before their wives have enough stimulation to enjoy the plateau or reach climax. Even the best intentioned man needs training to achieve this.